talk about The Mandalorian. Episode... Ooh.
He can't resist doing it. Like, literally. He can't. All weekend. Okay. Before we talk about this.
Yeah.
Did you see who scored this one, this episode? It was Shirley.
The dude. Yeah. From Creed.
Yeah, from Creed.
I saw that too. Really? I was just like,
he's Ludwig's understudy, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah, it just said main theme by Ludwig. Yep. Or main themes by Ludwig. And I was just like, what the heck? And then Joseph Shirley. And I was like,
yep.
Wow. He's in it now. Yeah.
Thanks, Ludwig, for finding us another good one. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought he was good. For Creed, specifically. This isn't a Creed discussion, but.
Yeah, this is a Mandalorian discussion. And
every time you say the Mandalorian, I'm going to do it.
If I say Mando, does that count?
No, just Mandalorian.
Okay, so
the show is called The Mandalorian, not The Mando.
Yeah. We have Mando.
I said it, not
Mando. Oh, okay.
And the child. I don't know. If I say Grogu, will you do anything weird?
I'll just.
Baby Yoda.
Start my petition to kill him.
Oh.
Get him off.
Wait. He's a child.
Ayo, pause. This is going swimmingly.
Oh.
That is the worst thing I've ever said in my life.
Oh.
Anyways, yeah, so...
Kill him off sounds no better, though.
That's why I just went...
I apologize if there are any people who are offended by that. So,
yeah, episode two.
What'd you guys think? Is episode two an improvement over episode one? Because we talked about how episode one was kind of all over the place. It was just a little bit of a recap. We are kind of getting in on the adventure now.
Yes, so, it's an improvement.
I would say that too, because to me, episode one was nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least something happens in this one.
Nothing was developed for anybody. No plot, no character, just, hey, we're in Star Wars again.
It was like a high school reunion. Like,
yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, where are there he is? Like, remember this guy?
This one, I've at least developed the story.
Mm-hmm.
We learned things. It didn't do anything for Din.
We learned that he can't fight. He can't fight now. He lost that ability.
I do think it did some interesting kind of... It ended doing something interesting with Bo-Katan. Didn't start off strong.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'd say it's an improvement. I'd say it's a big improvement on the first episode.
Yeah, sure.
The first episode was stupid. Like,
I would agree. I didn't think the first episode was stupid, but I definitely... I mean, it was fine.
Yeah.
This one, I enjoyed. Like, I had fun watching it. I was like, oh, this is cool. Also, I don't understand the dark comments about... I didn't think it was that dark.
Oh, no,
that's just IGN.
Just the one reviewer on IGN.
That's so strange. Like, I don't get it. It looked fine.
Yeah.
And I watched it on my upstairs TV.
I didn't think it was poorly shot or lit or anything. No, that's a weird complaint. That
they
was very niche.
For it, so. They're like, oh, we forgot to throw the brightness up on our TV. Or
oops.
You're in dark mode.
I continue to believe. At some point, I'm gonna have to stop talking about this, and just accept it for what it is. But the show would be 100 times better without Grogu.
Yeah.
Because
probably.
Oh, I'm yes.
I know, but...
Get on the train, buddy!
No. I understand we're all on the same train, but, like, are we going to bring up the train every week? Because I think...
Okay. Well, when he, you know, learns to navigate and fly in the same episode, you know, that's...
Okay, let's be fair. The droid flew.
Well...
And probably navigated.
But the droid can't do atmospheric readings from inside the ship. Also, the fact that you need a droid, I feel like that stuff should be built into spaceships. Sorry.
Why not just... He has to get out anyway.
and seal his helmet. I was like, why are we doing this? Like, yeah, that
just
was weird.
Go. It's a dumb plot device to go back to Tatooine and see the nanny. That was the only point of that.
Yep.
And that was one of the bad parts of the episode.
You mean you didn't like the, hey, remember that R5 unit that malfunctioned when the Jawas tried to sell it to Luke in episode 4.
Was that supposed to be the same one?
It's the same model. Looks exactly the same. Still broken. I mean,
listen,
probably.
Listen, R5, we're rooting for you, but like, I mean, it might be time to move on. No, the part with just, honestly, just the first half of the episode, it's a tale of two halves of an episode for me.
Yeah.
There's the first half with Nanny on Tatooine. I don't remember her name. Sorry. Don't care about her character.
I kind of like Nanny on Tatooine.
Yeah, that's her new name.
I'm cool with it.
I'll get to that later. And then Din with Grogu, like, just hiking through the mines, and then he's just like, captured. Go get Bo-Katan. It's just like, oh my gosh, dude. Like, you fought to earn the Darksaber against that one guy last season, and
hey, remember
you're a master of, like, weapons. This is, like, your
took
entire
on a bunch
race's
of
thing.
Death droids.
Yeah. Whatever.
I don't know what they are, but
and this is just like, oh, I got taken down by this random droid.
The spider droid.
Yeah, and it might have not even been a droid. It might have been an alien inside.
I don't know.
Interesting design.
Yeah.
I'm prop for that. But
it reminded me a little bit of
Grievous. Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay,
well,
that's kind of a cool thing.
And when he started taking like fluids from Din, I was like, oh, maybe this is a Grievous bot. Then.
Right.
This is what Grievous actually is. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's the headcanon I'm going with.
And then it kind of ends with, at least in the first half, Grogu goes back to Bo-Katan's little castle where she's by herself.
Still only no one
and
there.
Goes and gets her. And it's just like, why couldn't she? You got to have this weird relationship drama between them going on.
Yeah.
Which just isn't necessary.
No.
Just have her go with them.
Yeah.
You're like, we're going to Mandalore. Would you like to come with us? She'd be like, sure, let's go check it out. Let's go
see
what's
not, up. Look, she's not doing anything else.
Yeah.
Literally
she's moping,
just moping around. Look. Someone get that woman a psychiatrist. She needs some professional therapy help. If she's just sitting on the throne all day by herself, she has a little droid around, but like that doesn't count.
I'm just saying she seems a lot happier with the Darksaber.
Truth. She had a good fight.
She had a great fight.
All of
fight.
Her
fight
she, stuff was good,
she's
yeah.
had good stuff outside of her castle.
Yeah.
Hopefully that continues now that she's out.
Yes. Yeah, And
Mandalore looks great. The mines are awesome. The
gave me vibes from both of the animated series with, like, the domes, except the dome has been blown to smithereens.
Yeah.
And underground.
Get the nice light coming through.
This should also be said. Any episode that takes place on Mandalore inside the Clone Wars or Rebels, fire. They're the best. So awesome. I don't know if you guys have any first half episode comments or if I should just keep recapping.
It's all garbage.
Yeah,
move on to the good part of the episode.
Yeah, first half's kind of like, we had to sit through that.
When Bo-Katan makes it to Mandalore, I feel like it improves a lot.
Yes.
You get the sick fight scene where she uses the Darksaber. Also, I could go into why she should just have the Darksaber now, because Din lost it in a battle, and then she beat that dude in a battle, so let's just skip that storyline.
I thought there was going to be, like, a little exchange at the end.
I'm
and
sure
like,
she wants to earn it in front of people, so people know that she's in charge. But I've seen that story, like, 4 times in all the cartoons, so it's kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
And then, like, there's the whole bit where they, like, get to the lake, which was, I thought was super cool.
Oh, the waters.
Yeah.
I mean, other than that, he gets yeeted again. Instantaneously.
I'm just curious how he got down there so fast. Like, he was just like, he's just chilling like, ugh.
I really am excited to watch a Mythosaur battle.
So, A, the Unmarked stuff looked good.
Yes, it did look good. I would
visually looked really good. The Mythosaur was dope as well. The one shot we got of it.
I wasn't expecting.
Bo-Katan was like,
Yeah, I was not expecting to see that down there. So when I did, I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Has he fulfilled the question? Has he fulfilled his requirement now?
He kind of
bathed.
He fell in. Did he bathe?
This is like a semantics thing. Gosh,
how are we defining bathe?
Does he have to bathe himself or his armor?
Look, if my child were just to lay in the bathtub in her clothes and then get out, I would be like, that's not a bath.
Yeah, that's not a bath.
Bathe, I think, is an action, right?
Well, I don't think it means, like, scrub-a-dub-dub.
No, but there's an intentional, like... He took his bubble bath with
him. We're gonna look up the word bathe.
Let's do it. Bathe.
Naked. Yeah. JT says he has to be naked.
Wash by immersing one's body
in water. Spend time in the ocean or a lake, river, or swimming pool for pleasure.
And that's the British one, so...
British?
I mean, most of Star Wars throughout its history has been shot in... London or in Britain, right?
Yeah.
Pinewood.
Does bathe mean shower? I went through all these supplementary questions.
The internet. But yeah, I would agree that this episode is a step up from
naked. He has to be naked.
Episode one. I'm a little worried based on what we've seen. That said, the action really has started now.
Mm-hmm.
Properly on the adventure.
I'm just worried because so two reasons. Number one, it feels like they wrote off Grogu and then had to bring him back through another show because somebody higher up than them was like, hey, you need to keep him in your show. Because I don't really know. Like,
imagine.
There has been nothing teased at what Grogu's point is.
Imagine why are you hitting me? How much of a banger this show could have opened on if it had just opened up with.
This episode?
No. Like, the stuff from Boba Fett.
Yeah, dude.
They've been awesome. We wouldn't have needed the first episode of expositional, hi, how are yous?
Or we could have just not had the Boba Fett show.
I would be okay with that. Look, if you love the Boba Fett show.
Good for you.
I'm glad for you.
And now I can't remember what my second... Oh, no, it's that Favreau has, like, publicly stated, like, they're just going to keep making it as long as people are watching it. So there's really no plan at this point. They're kind of just throwing stuff at a wall and seeing what sticks. Yeah, so that worries me. However, I say that, I'll be tuning in to watch it week to week, so...
Yeah, it is Star Wars, so...
It's Star Wars, and I just...
Still watch a Bad Batch every week, too.
There's something... for me, I just love the Mandalorian armor. Just really, like, visually easy to look at. And also I have this thing in my mind where, like, I just wish we could get a Mandalorian Red Dead 2 type game.
Mm.
I just think that'd be so fun. So I'm just going to keep watching it and hoping that somebody gets the same idea at some point. That maybe can actually do that.
You said Mandalorian.
I did. I did.
I don't know how I'm feeling about this, but...
Cry about it, Brett.
Just say you hate it.
No, it's fine.
Cry about it, hater.
Because, Tyler, what you just said, Red Dead 2 with Mandalorian, that sounds amazing.
Right?
It's also nothing like what we've gotten, and I don't think it's on their plate.
It'll also be a single-player game, though, so would you play it?
No, I need them to implement a multiplayer aspect and a battle pass.
Just make it a looter shooter.
Yeah.
Make it a looter shooter so you can make your armor.
Exactly.
And all that stuff.
Yeah. You'll play customize it for sure. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see.
We'll just keep on trucking along.
I don't know. It's fine.